Station, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Forecasters are warning that parts of the South could see strong tornadoes today. It could be flooding rains and hail the size of tennis balls. More than 25 million people will be at risk. As this storm system moves across a region stretching from East Texas to Indiana and Georgia, cities that could see some severe weather, New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville, and Birmingham, Alabama. The Senate takes up the subject of marriage today, same-sex and interracial marriages. The Senate will vote on protecting them. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The rights of all married couples will never truly be safe without the proper protections under federal law. And that's why the Respect for Marriage Act is necessary.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The House would still have to vote on the legislation, and President Biden would have to sign it in order for it to become law. The U.S. plays Iran today in World Cup soccer. The U.S. has to beat Iran or it'll be eliminated. But there's a lot more attention being paid to this than you might think. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
It will be the first time the two nations play each other in the world-renowned competition in 24 years. This match is expected to be more politically charged than ever. Iran's nationwide protests and its expanding nuclear program, amongst other issues, have pushed the match beyond the stadium and into geopolitics. Denying there are any political tensions in the game, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
"Let's let the athletes do their thing."
Despite the denial, he did admit he would be watching.
"I will be cheering on Team USA."
I'm Karen Chamas.
House Republicans are promising aggressive oversight of the Biden administration once they assume the majority next year. In their sights, the business dealings of the president's son, Hunter Biden, illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the origins of COVID. This is AP News.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia 30328.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A federal judge is ordering Enbridge Energy and Wisconsin's Bad River Tribe to submit a joint proposal by December 17th to shut down Oil and Gas Line 5 to avoid it from rupturing. Wisconsin Public Radio reports bank erosion on the Bad River is threatening to expose the line, which could potentially spill 20,000 gallons of liquid fuel into the water. Brett Favre wants a judge to let him out of a lawsuit over Mississippi's misspent welfare money. Favre's lawyers say this week the Mississippi Department of Human Services is trying to blame the former Packers star for how it mismanaged millions of dollars years ago. Favre has not been charged, but evidence shows he knew millions of dollars he was paid for speeches was tied to the state's welfare program. In sports, Badger men's basketball hosts Wake Forest tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guests are Patrick McSweeney and Pastor Arnold Syfex. They are here with HEMAD, and we're talking about human trafficking. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. So let's talk about several things. When you talk about these dialogues and conversations that you're having with men, what is that process?
Well, the first thing we do is give them an overview of why we're there. We meet with different groups of men. We try to gather men together. As far as having a system, our system is awareness. We try to give them an awareness. I come, I give a presentation, I show them what where the stats are, where it is in this county or in this state or where it is, you know, worldwide. After giving that information, I try to express to them the importance of not just being aware, but the importance of taking this pledge. And it's kind of a introspection of saying, okay, I see it, I've heard it, I got the stats, now I want to make some moves. I can make a move by just taking the pledge, or I can move a little bit deeper by finding out what can be done. I can even get involved with HEMAD and take it even deeper and be educated on what to look for, the different types of traffickers, things to associate with the law enforcement. You can go as deep as you want, or you can be as mild as you want, so to speak. Taking the pledge is something that we started 5 years ago. The pledge was actually, the architect of the pledge itself was Jason Fields, who was a part of
he was a state assembly member,
right, now he's
the CEO for the Madison Regional Economic Partnership,
right?
Which is like their chamber of commerce or for that region. Mm. And last week at the launch that was held in Madison, he started off his comments to the media by saying, normally when you have county and city officials here with MADREP, we're talking about bringing a new business to the area. Today, we're talking about putting a business out of business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need all of our chambers of commerce to get on board with that kind of message, to say, you know what, this is a business that is a multi-billion dollar enterprise that we don't want in our community. And we can do that. And it starts with, as Arnold said, as individual men taking a pledge, understanding what the issue is. And, you know, you and I can say, well, I'm not involved in that. I don't do that. You know, two or three clicks on your computer can take you onto porn sites. A lot of that material is coming in and dealing with those people who are enslaved, mm-hmm. human trafficking. You can go a couple of clicks just looking for a date, even on Tinder or other apps, and all of a sudden, that's human trafficking. So it's available, you know, in your pocket, in your cell phone. It's available if you're looking for it, and even if you're not looking for it, it's right there out in the open.
You know, I don't have any daughters, so I only have sons, and every man that I know who has a daughter will protect their daughters. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Don't get too close to my daughter, right? And whoever you are, before you come calling on my daughter, I need to know who you are, right? Men are very, very protective of their daughters. Mm-hmm. How can this then happen? Men have to understand that the way you feel about your daughter, the young person you're getting ready to engage with, that's somebody else's daughter, right? It can't be both ways.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, you can't be protective of your daughter and then not feel the same way for somebody else's daughter. And I think that's got to be a part of it, is them understanding that, you know, your feelings for your daughter is no stronger than the next man for his, right?
And that's true. That's the mindset. Got to change the mindset. You know, I've always said you can't change the behavior of someone until you change the way they think. Because if you try to change the behavior, you can force the behavior. You know, prisons have not rehabilitated anyone. It is the thought process that has rehabilitated people. That's in churches, that's in institutions, that's in everything, that's in the workplace. We've got to change the mindset. And part of that comes with educating the mind, educating those in that area. And then doing a paradigm shift, shifting from looking at it from, this is my daughter, but I don't have any daughters, so it's not really a big thing. But looking at it not as a daughter, but looking at it as a human being. This is a human person. You know, they're part of the human race. Okay, that's the bigger picture. And they're being abused. Looking at it from the perspective of, I may not have any daughters, but I got some nieces.
Yeah.
You know, I got some female cousins. I've got some little boys. Because it's not only affecting girls.
A neighbor, right next door.
It's a neighbor. Now, you know? And you change it starting in your own household.
Right.
Now,
right.
You know, earlier, Arnold had mentioned that, you know, you're dealing with the average age of a kid getting into sex trafficking is 13.
Yeah.
That's the average age, which means some are younger. 13, that's a seventh grader. So you're talking middle school students and high school students that are being trafficked. And the numbers are chilling. You're looking at 300,000 a year across the United States. Now, to put that in perspective, that is the combined population of the cities of Appleton, Waukesha, West Allis, Wauwatosa, and Brookfield combined. Mm. Or Racine, Eau Claire, Oshkosh, La Crosse, and Manitowoc. We're dealing with a really big problem. And because we have interstates bisecting Wisconsin, you know, we're kind of like the buckle on the belt. So we have to do something. And it starts, as Arnold said, it starts in our own home, but we've got to go beyond that.
So what's amazing to me is there was a plane that went down earlier last week with about 40 some odd dogs on it,
mm-hmm.
right? and the hue and cry and the people who came to the rescue of the dogs, you know. I mean, it was just, oh, their hearts were just broken. And I'm not anti-animal, right? But man, how can you not feel that way for these children and these young people whose lives, and let's be clear, I'm sure once somebody is trafficked, that is not an easy thing to get over.
Mm-hmm.
They may never, ever get over that for the rest of their lives.
You know, speaking to some of the women who are served by Convergence Resource Center, hearing some of their stories is just frightening. There was one woman who had a drug problem, and she was in jail for theft to feed her habit. Met somebody, got released, and somebody who was released with her said, oh, you can come and stay with us. You know, I've got some friends. You can stay with us for a while. You know, next thing she knows, she's being trafficked. She's trapped. And there was no way out until she was arrested again, and that was her way out. But she ended up spending several years in prison here, and before she got out, she actually was introduced to Convergence Resource Center, and it's saved her life. It's turned it around, but now she's helping other survivors. And we have to do that.
You know, this subject, the subject is, if you just try to envision, you know, your child, right?
That's what hit me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that, but by the grace of God goes I. Mm-hmm. And so in many instances, it may be, well, you know, that's happening to those people in Milwaukee, right? Mm. As you stated, the center of it all.
Yeah.
And so I don't, you know, it's not happening to me. It's not happening to mine. It's not happening in our region. It's not. But you put all that to rest, saying that
it is.
Even though Milwaukee may be the center of it, you know, the epicenter of it, the tentacles of it reach all over the nation.
It's
all over the world.
It's everywhere. And anybody who says it's not doesn't understand the problem or doesn't want to.
And it's not going away. And so, you know, if your child is not, and you're fortunate and blessed enough that your child is not being trafficked, maybe your grandchild might be.
And that's
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, none of us escapes from it because the impact of it and the impact that it has on those who are involved in it is endless.
And it happens to nice families. Mm-hmm. It's not just inner city or something like that. I know of a woman who lives in Mequon, grew up in Mequon, was in high school, ended up with a drug problem, and she got sucked in. Luckily, she was able to get out. And, you know, you're talking years of therapy to undo a lot of that damage.
If they're fortunate enough.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We are the four men.
Your tween made you see.
We are the four.
It's painful.
concert number three.
We are the boy band.
We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs around 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show as we finish up our discussion on HEMED and human trafficking. And my guests again are Patrick McSweeney and Pastor Arnold Syphax. And you know, you just sometimes are speechless, the cruelty of what this is. And the impact that it has long term. Let me ask you guys, what's the number that people can call if they want to find out more about HEMED?
They can call 414-979-0591.
You guys have a website?
We do. That website is
convergenceresource.org. And if you wanted to really jump beyond that, go to convergenceresource.org/HEMAD, that's HEMAD, and you will see a short video. We want you to log on to that, type in your name and your email address, watch the video, and then take the pledge. Mm-hmm. And you can do that. It'll take you all of the time of a TV timeout during a college or pro football game or basketball game.
You know, it's not funny, because what we're talking about is a life that will be altered forever.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And sometimes people, as you stated, how long is it going to be?
It's a TV timeout.
Yeah.
You'll live.
You know, law enforcement's role in this, man. I know over a number of years, not so long, you know, maybe 5-10 years, they've kind of ramped up their involvement with this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, law enforcement, didn't know all the ins and outs of the depth of what's taking place until groups and organizations like yours were able to put together, you know, the stats.
Yeah.
And then kind of...
And they're changing the way they also do it, so that there's some trauma-informed care, mm-hmm, when they're investigating, so that those trafficking survivors are not re-traumatized through the police investigation and everything else. So there's some changes in the way they've done that, but still, there are very few officers that are dealing with and have the proper training. Dane County Sheriff said last week he's got one detective dealing with that within that county. I know the Milwaukee County Sheriff and the Milwaukee Police Department have a handful of detectives in the Special Crimes Unit. Similarly, Waukesha, a little smaller than Milwaukee, but has a robust law enforcement community. There are a handful of detectives, but it's a start and it's getting better.
You know, when you look at the amount of resources that are directed at this, it's almost safe to be a trafficker. Because the chances of you being
caught
aren't as broad as they should be. Is it safe to say that?
I would concur. I would not disagree. Because there is not as much of a focus in this area, because it is not considered a priority, where it lies on that list. And again, it comes from making people aware. You know, again, if it's not in your face, it doesn't exist. But if it's in your face, then you can see it, then you can approach it, then you can address it. And that's what we're generally trying to do with HEMAD, putting it in the face of the public, putting it in the face of the politician, putting it in the face of men, and letting them know that you are leaders in this community. You can change some things. You can bring it to the forefront. And that's what we're basically trying to do.
So, Pat, what do you want to say?
It's four words. Do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our children deserve it. That's what HEMAD comes down to.
Our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, they all deserve it. They deserve it. We love children. We really do. Whenever a tragedy happens to children, our heart breaks. And we all sit back and go, my goodness, what could we do?
Well, you know, I don't think that anybody who's heard the conversation this morning was not touched by it, and maybe not really realizing that to this degree that this is going on in the country that they love, right? You know, people love this country and are proud of it, but sometimes the things that go on inside of it take away from what it can be, and none of it has to be able to continue to happen if we collectively all say this has to come to an end, and trafficking can end.
It can.
Right?
It can.
Some things you can't end, but trafficking you certainly can end with the involvement of people who are listening to this radio show.
Can we start right now on this radio show?
Yes, sir.
To start that?
Yes, sir.
Arnold, would you lead the pledge?
Can we start by
quickly.
Pledge? Okay.
Put your hand on your radio or on your laptop if you're streaming.
And put your name in place of this. I, whomever you are, pledge to eradicate... pledge to educate men on the importance of ending human trafficking. We of HEMAD pledge to work to eradicate the business of human trafficking for women, for our men, for our world. It is my duty not to stand by and let the industry of human trafficking benefit off the backs of the innocent. Therefore, I pledge my heart, my mind, my body, and spirit to the eradication of an industry that seeks to destroy life rather than to build it up.
Amen.
Amen.
That is Pastor Arnold Syphax and Patrick McSweeney. Thank you for taking the time out. I promise you we'll bring you back. And what's the number they can reach you again quickly?
That number is 414-979-0591.
All right, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Equal treatment under the law. That's about as American ideal as it comes.
Business groups say if there is a rail strike in December, the items you buy would cost more and there'd be supply shortages. President Biden is asking Congress to block a railroad strike before next month's deadline in the stalled contract talks.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia 30328.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. The bill codifying same-sex and interracial marriage protections will soon be voted on in Congress. Senator Tammy Baldwin is a strong advocate for the measure, which is expected to pass both the Senate and the House this week, with support from both parties. Conversations have gotten personal. Most senators have family members, friends, or staff who would be protected when the legislation is passed. Democratic and Republican senators recently added an amendment to address concerns from some about ensuring religious protections. Senator Ron Johnson is said he'll vote no on the bill and doesn't feel it's necessary to codify same-sex marriage protections. Democrats feel differently after Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. With Justice Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion, the court should reconsider its previous due process precedents. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit now about the codification of same-sex marriage. And so it is, first off, let's talk about what the codification of same-sex marriage actually entails. And basically, where is it at? In simplest terms, to codify something means to enshrine a right or rule into a formal systematic code. It could be done through an act of Congress in the form of a federal law. Similarly, State legislators can codify rights by enacting laws to codify same-sex marriage. Congress would need to pass a law that would provide the same protection that, you know, Roe did. So a law that says, you know, men and women, two women or two men have a right to marriage just like anyone else, without government restrictions. And it would be binding in all states. And so that's basically what is at stake and what is happening. And it just so happens that this is a bill that they've been able to get over the filibuster threshold. And so they have the votes necessary to make this happen. Now, I do know that there are people who are still opposed to this and are probably asking the questions why. Why does there need to be this special, law created to address this? And it's pretty easy to answer that question. You know, they overturned Roe versus Wade, and nobody ever expected Roe versus Wade to be overturned. And yet what is taking place now is people are looking to say, well, we don't trust the Supreme Court. And so we want our marriages to be looked at as the same as heterosexual marriages. And so we want to be included. And marriage is marriage. It doesn't matter whether it's two men, two women, or the nuclear families that we've all grown accustomed to. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Because for whatever reason, both Democrats and Republicans have been willing to sit down and break bread over an issue that has been a divisive issue for a long time. What was the rationale that swung some Republicans? Because clearly Democrats had been in support of this. But you have a segment of the Republican Party that has decided to change their outlook on this. On October 30th, 1975, after then President Gerald Ford declared that he would veto any bill calling for a federal bailout of New York City, New York City Daily News ran a story with the now famous headline, Ford to City Drop Dead. Now, for years now, many conservative and people of faith have felt that the entrenched Republican establishment and the GOP leadership continually conveys the same message when it comes to the party following up on campaign promises and made to those voting blocks. Here's where we are with this. The conservative faith-based branch and the Christian right have put forth this pressure on the Supreme Court to see only heterosexual marriages as marriage, and that anything other than that impedes their beliefs in their values, and that their values are defined solely by what they believe, and that their beliefs are rooted in, you know, what's in the Bible. And so Republicans had no problem with denying access to people who are human beings like anybody else, and who have love, and love has no color. Love has you know, no religious belief, no religious doctrine. You know, people, a people, and whomever they choose to love, that's on them. But there's this constant push from the religious community that says that's not the way it was, that's not the way it is, and that's not acceptable in according to the religious tenets that I believe. So the argument, at the root of the argument, is whether or not the faith that some have and their beliefs in their religion is at risk with this decision that is being made that is going to support and codify same-sex marriage. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Look, I understand. It's an issue that people have been on one side or the other for a long time, and now we're at the precipice on where this decision is going to be made. Washington, in a quest to pass historic and career-defining legislation, Wisconsin United States Senator Tammy Baldwin has the most basic of American ideals in mind as a family. Margaret, Denise, and Maria. The two women and their daughter have for years been a family, and Baldwin wants to ensure that doesn't change. They reflect the experience of literally tens of millions of people in the United States, Baldwin said, on the Senate floor. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right, I lost it. But let's go to the phone lines, and Tom from LA, I'll come back to it. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government, ultimately. We must never forget that. Show that power by our vote and by being involved. Number two, this is an incredible, incredible day, and thank God for the Democrats. I know this is going to be bipartisan, but we know who it is that's actually bringing this over the goal line, and that is the Democratic Party. And I hope all my LGBTQ plus people always remember who it is that actually brought this up and who it is that actually is doing something for our community. To the other people, you know what? Mind your own business. I mean, first off, the benefits. I've been married to my husband now 7 years. We've been together 20 years. And you know what? I pay taxes just like everybody else. In fact, I pay a hell of a lot of taxes. So why should I not be given the same exact rights as everybody else on a legal front? But on a religious front, we don't really care about going into your churches or into your Catholic churches or wherever and getting married. I mean, we get married at the MCC. We can get married at, you know, different places. We get married out in a barn, you know, where God is for all of us. But the point is, all gay marriage has brought is it's brought a commitment to one person and another person. It has brought support from either the community at large or even our family and friends. I really didn't think that I needed a piece of paper to tell me that I was valid, or that my relationship was valid. I'll tell you what, when first off Joe Biden, because he slipped and said that Barack Obama was going to be in support of gay marriage, that made a huge difference in me in knowing that the leader in the country actually was in support of gay marriage. Number two, when I actually did get married, it did feel different. It felt, you know, myself as a Catholic and as a person that's a follower of Christ. I don't even want to use the word Christian because they've ruined that word on the right. But it felt different. And it felt like, you know what? I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this just like my parents were for 56 years of marriage. I am in this like my brothers and sisters 30 years and 20 years and 40 years. I'm in it for the long haul. And I think that that is an important thing, that if people want stability of relationships, and if people want for there not to be, you know, maybe as much, you know, cheating and just feeling like you're never really valid, so therefore you can just sleep with, you know, everyone that you can. There's something special that marriage does. And I hope that everyone sees that.
So Tom, let's talk about family, the definition of family, because at the root of it is there are heterosexuals who believe that the definition of family is being threatened by, you know, the gay marriage, and they believe that marriage is solely, and family is a male and a female based on their beliefs in a book. And so what do you say to people who have that disposition and feel that this is being threatened by this determination?
Well, I would say that, you know, first off, we're your neighbors, we're your family members, we're the people that you interact with every day, whether you know it or not. You know, we're just like everybody else. We pay our taxes. I think one of the greatest things that the LGBTQ plus community did in terms of actually showing people was we did go door to door as couples and showed that, you know what, we're just like everybody else. The negative stereotypes that were out there forever about the LGBTQ plus community and continue to be are things that are disappearing because everyone knows somebody and everybody knows. So honestly, the whole idea of us coming out of the closet, us actually, coming out each and every day, because it's not just a one-time thing, especially when you're kind of the only minority group that is actually hidden from the mass population, that it's one of those things where, you know, we care about the same things everyone else cares about. And what we care about is family, and what we care about are relationships, and what we care about is having a loving relationship between, you know, two individuals.
So, Tom, hang on, man. We've got to go to a break, and I want to delve a little deeper with you, and thanks for calling and being willing to have a conversation. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 52 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. Overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, we're on the precipice of the codification of a same-sex marriage bill that, believe it or not, the Republicans and Democrats, those efforts by Senator Tammy Baldwin and others have brought about this victory when the Senate broke the necessary 60-vote threshold to advance the bill. Senator Baldwin sat a few rows away from the chamber's dais during the process, taking notes as senators cast their votes. She became animated briefly when a Republican member voted in favor of the bill. 12 Republicans ultimately voted to advance it. The legislation, which also codifies interracial marriage protections, is expected to pass both the Senate and the House after Congress reconvenes this week. And let's not, you know, kid ourselves. This is a big deal. When you can't get Democrats and Republicans to say yay on anything, they have both agreed to codify same-sex and interracial marriage. I don't know about you, but that's a big deal. The question becomes, this wasn't always something that, Tom, I guess that you would expect it to see, not this soon. Is it surprising to you that you who call here, and we have dialogue constantly about Democrats and Republicans not being able to work together on things, how surprised are you that they were able to make this happen?
So shocked. And the thing is, it's one of those, you know, issues where I never thought it would happen in my lifetime. Like I said, I grew up watching, you know, my five brothers and sisters get married. I watching my friends get married. Watching, you know, many different people get married, and really kind of gave up and said, you know what, this was never going to be for me. I'm never going to have what it is that I see these guys have. And I kind of gave up on it. And then what happened was I met my husband, and I still was like, I don't need a piece of paper to show me that I'm valid or our relationship is valid. But once that happened, and once, you know, my family and friends were all out here from Wisconsin, which I do want to say that Ron Johnson is a no on this issue. So anyone that's going to vote Republican that way, remember that, please. But, you know, all it is love. And all it is bringing people together. And, you know, and I think this also includes interracial marriage, which it definitely should. So it's affecting, you know, other groups of people as well. It's one of those things where no one's different from anybody else. And all we want to do is have our life and mind our own business. And in the eyes of the state really, again, just like a woman's right to choose, the state should not be telling people what to do on a on a personal level. This is my personal life. Just mind your own business. And you know, they said that the world was going to come to an end when, you know, gay marriage became legalized. Well, I think we can see that businesses have flourished from it. Wedding venues have flourished from it. All the things that go into a wedding have actually flourished from it.
So, and
on top of that, you got more of a commitment.
So, Tom, let me have, and you and I can have a true conversation. That's why I love having you on. What part of this is the fact that, you know, gay marriage and gay people are across the spectrum? They're Christian, they're Muslims, they're Hindus, they're black, they're white, they're male, they're female, they're rich, they're poor, they're the human family. And so when people want to push back against gay marriage or gay people, LGBTQs, they have to understand that they're fighting the world. It's easier to discriminate against a black person because you know we come from one group. But LGBTQ, the power of that movement, is what really kind of overturned this. Isn't it safe to say that?
Well, I would say that's safe to say that. I also would, and people in my community probably wouldn't even like when I say this, but, you know, first off, you have different minority groups, and you have, you know, gays can actually kind of be invisible to the masses in some ways. So people don't know who's LGBTQ plus in a lot of times. You know, black people have their skin color that shows that they're different. Women have being women that shows they're different. But what I would say is that the gay community is a pretty wealthy community.
Yeah, it is.
And part of the reason with it being so wealthy, I think, is part of the reason why we've been able to move legislation the way that we have. Because there are some very, very powerful LGBTQ people out there. Again, I'm against money in politics, but I guess in this instance, I think that has been something that has pushed the needle a little bit. Plus, of course, just the fact that people see, you know, positive role models and things like that on TV now. They've seen it for years in terms of advertising now with LGBTQ people. All these different things where people now feel comfortable enough in their own skin to come out. I would say to those people that honestly are against it, they might want to check their own orientation and see what's up with them. Because I can tell you what, no one can force me to be straight, just like I don't think anyone could force them to be gay. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's just like a person, again, that's like a left-handed person versus a right-handed person. A left-handed person had to use a right-handed desk when they were young, and they were chastised, all of that stuff. But they eventually went back to their left hand because that's actually where their orientation lied. And it's the same thing with intimacy with people of the same sex versus people of the opposite sex. And so I think that honestly, just the campaign by the Human Rights Campaign, I would say also publications like mine, which is glpages.com, gay and lesbian pages.com, that basically being out there as a person in the community that is just like everybody else.
Hey Tom, we got to go to break. Tom, we got to go to break. Be right back. 844.
Right.
Thank you, man. 967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.